It's been a learning process. You know, of course, it's different plays, different terminology, but this is what this phase is for. You know, it's to, you know, get the rust off, you know, get acclimated to your teammates, and you know, just go out there and see what the what we all have. It's been good so far.
How do you absorb the playbook and then make it transfer into the execution out on the field?
Well, just a lot of studying. The way I learn is by writing it down. You know, I still think there's some value in taking notes. You know, nowadays, you know, we're so technical. We have iPads and stuff like that for the playbooks. But I still think there's some value in writing things down. I still go back to the index cards, you know, do flashcards. I try to make that transition over here to the field. You know, it's different. You know, when you're writing down the plays, it's not the same as having, Poe and Bailey in front of you. But you want to make sure that the basics, and we work on the technique and the fundamentals when we get out here.
A couple different young centers you're working with. What's that been like, helping them through?
They're helping me through, actually. Kush is very knowledgeable. He has a good foundation of the playbook, and he's been helping me out, man. Him and Fish, they've been doing a great job. You know, I don't want to be a burden too much, but there's some things that I just haven't quite got the grasp of, and they've been doing a really good job, you know, bringing me along with them. Technique. You know, footwork is important. Hand placement is important. You know, if you can't block them out here without any pads on, then it's going to be kind of hard when they put the pads on. So you want to make sure that you have a good grasp of the play concepts, and you want to make sure you're in good relative position, even though you can't, even though the physicality isn't there. You want to make sure that you're in position and you're in between them and the running back and them and the quarterback.
Is it hard to hold back a little bit when you're out here without pads on and you're going through the weather?
Is it hard to hold back? You got to play smart. You know, we are teammates, and you don't want to injure anybody. But at the same time, there's some kind of unknown, because you don't know how hard they're going to go. They don't know how hard you're going to go. So to make up for that, you just go hard. And we kind of calm down as the day go on. But you definitely don't want to hurt anybody, but you want to make sure you get your job done.
How much is coming from New Orleans kind of help your learning curve?
With each team, there's different terminology, and you know, the coaches may be the same play, but they want something done differently. So you have to, I really put New Orleans behind me. And, you know, I started a new chapter when I came here. And, you know, Coach Heck has been doing a great job coaching us. I mean, I've learned a lot in these past 6 weeks. And it's been really exciting. And I can't wait to see what we're going to bring to the table this year.
Hey, I know you addressed this a little earlier, but just working with Fish, you know, working together with him and combo and stuff, how's that relationship growing? Like, what are you guys doing to kind of get on the same page?
I don't think there's any substitute for actually playing next to him. So, you know, the continuity is going to come over time, but we just have to get some reps underneath our belt. You know, I think off the field relationship plays a part in there. Mm-hmm. And I'm big on getting together with the guys off the field. And, you know, we've done that in Baltimore and New Orleans. You know, I think there's some importance to that. But you know, there's no substitute for just getting out here and bleeding and sweating together.
When you first met Fish, I mean, did you guys sit and talk for a while, get to know each other? How'd that go?
As the days went on, we kind of opened up to one another. I'm a quiet guy, so I don't it takes me a while to warm up. But this is a great group, man. They accepted me with open arms, and I've been over to Fish House once, and he had his boxer jump all over me, and his he really didn't correct it, so I don't know if I'm coming back over there. It's been great, though, man.
You mentioned they're helping you out a lot with, like, the playbook and stuff. You ask a lot of questions, is it?
Yeah, yeah. I ask a lot of questions. I mean, I think if I don't understand something, you know, I want to get it answered before I come out here on the field. And you know, it's inevitable. You know, you're going to make mistakes. You know, today I made a few mistakes, but you know, I think the one thing that you kind of take from that is you know, don't be so focused on the mistake. You just try to focus on the correction and move on.
Has the line established a vocal leader yet? Has there been one guy that's done most of the talking up front when making calls or really anything?
I mean, we all have, I would say, equal responsibility. I mean, everything starts with the quarterback and then it trickles down to the center. And, you know, I have calls that I need to make. So, you know, I think there is, you know, communication is going to be big for us this year. Yeah. And I think it's important for, you know, I think it starts with just knowing the playbook, knowing the calls. And knowing how to execute when you get out there on the field.
Is Andy's playbook as hard as last thing? Is Andy's playbook as hard as everybody talks about to learn? Or, I know it's different for linemen, but how complicated is it?
I don't want to put him out there. I mean, I'm still studying, put it like that. I'm still studying. I mean, I take hours. And I just write it down on my index cards, and I quiz myself. You know, I don't have my wife and kids up here, so I just take full advantage of my freedom, and I just have my head in the playbook.
You gonna bring them here at some point, or?
I don't know. I think I may leave them down. I'm just, yeah, I won't bring them up here. We close on the house soon, so.
Good. Okay. Appreciate it.
All right.
Thank you very much.